Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin. We are holding at the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Kol Mitzvah Shei Teluya Baretz. Any mitzvah which is land related, Eino Noyheges Ela Baretz. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. However, Mishaino Teluya Baretz, mitzvahs which are not Teluya Baretz, they are universal. Noyheges Bein Baretz, Bein Mechutz Laretz, those apply universally in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. We have some exceptions to the rule. We have mitzvahs which are land related, Teluya Baretz, but are Noyheg even in Chutz Laretz, Chutz Min HaArla, right? Refraining from eating the fruit the first 3 years, so that's something which is certainly growth related, but is noyeg even in Chutz La'aretz. And number two is v'kilayim, mixing up of plant species. Those are asur in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz as well, which the Gemara will explain. Of course, it's only with the Rabbanon. Rav Lezer Omer af ha'chadosh, eating grain from the new crop before the Omer is brought on the 16th of Nisan. So that's called Chadash, and that applies even in Chutz La'aretz. So mitzvahs which are Teluyos Ba'aretz apply only Eretz Yisrael, otherwise all over. Now, my Teluya, the Mishnah used the phrase Teluya Ba'aretz. What exactly does that mean? Umay She'ena Teluya. What does She'ena Teluya mean? Ilay Matluya, does Teluya mean Dechsiv Ba'aviyah? That the pasuk related the mitzvah to entering Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Shetala HaKosa Bevias HaAretz. For instance, Kegoyin Kisa Vayu, or Kiviyach, when Hashem brings you into Eretz Yisrael, so the mitzvah is triggered upon entry of Eretz Yisrael. What does She'ena Teluya mean? Says the Gemara, Lo Ksiv Ba'aviyah. Lashon Bia is not mentioned with the mitzvah. Is that what the Mishnah meant? Teluya means kisavayu. Otherwise, it's called she'ena teluya. Hare tefillin upeter chamar. We have two kashas, two examples of mitzvahs which have the word bia related to them. Tefillin, vayakviyach, peter chamar, right? The first born donkey. Right, so we have vayakviyach related to those mitzvahs. Dechsib behen bia v'noyagen bein ba'aretz. Bein b'chutz la'aretz, and of course they apply universally. Rashi explains, petach hamar, it's animal related, nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. And tefillin, Rashi says, we find all over Shas that many Amoraim wore tefillin in Babel. Interesting raya. So yeah, it's clear that tefillin applies everywhere, despite the fact that it says v'yikviyacha. So what does the Mishnah mean? Amar Yehuda Chiku Amar, no, the Mishnah meant this. Kol mitzvah shei chayves aguf. Any mitzvah which is personal. Rashi says, like, Shabbos, Tefillin, Avodah Zarah, Peter Chamor, Mila, Arayos, etc. Those apply everywhere. Nehages bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz, but chayves karka, mitzvahs which are land-related, growth-related, plant-related. For instance, Truma, Maser, Chala, Leket, Shikha, Peyas, Rashi, Shvias, Chadash, Erla, Kelayim. All those are Chayvas Karka. And therefore, Eidana, I guess, only Ela Ba'aretz. Minani, Mila, how do we know this is true? That Chayvas Haguf is all over and Chayvas Karka only in Eretz Yisrael. The Tanur Rabban, we have a Pasuk in Devarim, which reads as follows. Eila HaChukim, Vamishpatim, Asher Tishmeron Lasois, Ba'aretz Asher Nosan Hashem, Next pasuk is Abid to Abdun, Eskolam Koimais, Asher of the Shemagoim, destroy the Abid Zorah, etc. So the Brisa learns like this. We break up the pasuk. Each word, each phrase alludes to something else. Ela chukim, ela medrashis. These are the laws that are learned, extracted from the psukim. They're not clearly articulated, they're medrash. Vameshpatim, what is that? Elu adinim. These are the clear halachas in the Torah. Asha tishmarun, what is that? Zu mishnah. You're meant to learn. When you learn, then you know how to fulfill the mitzvahs. What does la'aseis mean? Zu masa, actually fulfilling the mitzvahs. Ba'aretz, the pasuk continues, ba'aretz, yachal kol ha'mitzvahs kulon, lo yehu noyegim ala ba'aretz, or perhaps the word ba'aretz alludes to the fact that all obligations, all mitzvahs, are limited to Eretz Yisrael. No, the pasuk continues, tamad leimar, kol ha'yomim, asher atem chayim, wherever you live, ala adam. Well, if that's the case, then ikol ha'yomim, yachal yehu noyehagim bein ba'aretz, ubein b'chutz la'aretz. So if that's the case, mitzvahs apply everywhere, right? No, Tamil Lama Ba'aretz. The pasuk continues, Ba'aretz. It's limited to Eretz Yisrael. So we're sort of stuck. Is it only here, or is it all over? Acha Shariba HaKos. Umiyet. So we have a riboy, and an inclusionary term. Umiyet. Then we have an exclusive term, Ba'aretz. So which way is it? Apparently some and some, right? Say Lamad. Go ahead and learn as follows. Bimasha Amar Binyan. Go to the next pasuk, which will reveal to you how to apply this formula. The pasuk continues, relating something about destroying of a desire, right? Abeta Abdun, it's called Makaimas, Ashavdu Shamagayim. Right? So go destroy all the Avodah Zarah. So we say like this. Ma avodas kuchav miyuchedes. What's specific about avodas zarah? Sheichav esagov, right? It's personal. It's not land related. It's not growth related. Hanayheges bein ba'aretz uvein nechutz la'aretz. And the fact that the Torah tells you to destroy all the makaymos that contain avodas zarah clearly indicates to us that it's not Eretz Yisrael related. Afkoil, likewise, all other mitzvahs, which fit this criterion, Sheichai v'sagov, which are personal, Neheges, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Mechutz La'aretz. Okay, so we know Chai v'sagov is all over, as opposed to Chai v'skarka, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. But we have some exceptions, Chutz Min Arlo, Vakilayim, V'lazoyim Arafa Chadosh. Now, there are two ways to learn Rebbe Lezer. Iboilu. The Bnei HaYeshiva asked as follows, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Lekula Palag or Lechumra Palag? Was Rabbi Elazar being more strict or actually deducting? It was going Lekula in contrast to the previous sheet of the Tanakhama and the Mishnah. Well, what does the Gemara mean? You see, the Tanakhama gives us some exceptions to the rule. Mishnah began with a formula. Chai v'sa'aretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. Tanakhama says, well, except for two things, Arla and Kalayim, they're universal. Kanzer Blazin says, Chadash tu, afa chadash. So is that L'chumra? L'chumra palag? V'chakama Tanakhama. Tanakhama stipulated two exceptions, and he added a third. Chutz mena Arla mena Kalayim, dilchasak mirla. That Arla and Kalayim, although they don't fit the bill, but it's based on Halacha Mishmir Sinai. Avagav Dika Lameh Machai Veskake, even though they're land related, still they apply even outside Eretz Yisrael. But only those two, Aval Chadash. But the Isra of Chadash, Ba'aretz in, only applies to Eretz Yisrael, B'chutz La'aretz Lo'i, but not outside Eretz Yisrael. You know why, my Taima? Because the Pasuk says that Chadash is meant to be adhered to. Right, the pasuk makes mentions of moishavos, our places of dwelling. And Tanakhama learns that is a reference to Eretz Yisrael. My Taima, moishav. The word moishav means in the land after we settle. You know, there were 14 years where they had to conquer and divide. So the pasuk is indicating that the concept of chadash, of only consuming, the crop after the Omer was brought, that only begins once they settle in Eretz Yisrael. My time of Moshav means la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma, but again, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. V'asar Blazer l'meimer. Blazer comes and says, no. The term Moshav is seicha. is actually coming to expand our horizons. Vasa glazal meimar af chadash noyeg bein baretz bein b'chutz laretz. Not only in Orla and Kalaim, even chadash applies all over. My time, why? Moishav. The word Moishav means b'chol mokem shatam yoishve mashma. Wherever you live, wherever you reside, whether it's here, whether it's there. So according to this approach, Rabbi Elazar is being machmir. Chadash is also meant to be adhered to in chutz laretz. Oydum l'kula palak. On the other hand, you can say Rabbi Elazar is coming to make it easier. He's coming to deduct from that list. What does that mean? V'achikama Tanakama. Tanakama comes and says, typically, crop-related mitzvahs are specific to Eretz Yisrael, except for chutz min arla, akalayim, right? Dechsa gmirla, based on the Lachem Eshem Sinai. These are exceptions. V'koshkin chadash, and of course chadash, the moishav, because the pasuk says, which means even in chutz laaretz. So Tanakama really has three items on his list. Arla, Kelayim, and Chodesh. Comes Rabbi Elazar and says, no. Vasar Blazar Lameimar. Chodesh doesn't belong on that list. I agree with Arla and Kelayim, but not Chodesh. Chodesh ain't an Oyeg Elabaretz. You know why? The Moshe, because the word Moshe Yisechem, La'achar Yerusha, Vishiva Mashma, it's only now it's Yisrael. Umay Af, so why did Rabbi Elazar say Af also, if he's coming to deduct not to add, Akamaisi, he's going back to the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said any crop-related mitzvah, specific to Yisrael, Kanzerbalism says, well, one second, Chadash as well. It's crop-related, and only Eretz Yisrael. So which way is it? So again, the two approaches are like this. Mishnah begins, crop-related, Eretz Yisrael. Not crop-related, personal, even Chutz Laretz. Tanakama says, Orla and Kalaim, crop-related, but even Chutz Laretz. Rav Elazar says, Af Chadash. So approach number one is, Tanakama is just listing those two, because only those two are Noyeg Chutz Laretz. Rav Elazar says, well, Chadash as well, because Moshe Seicha means universally applicable. Approach number two is, Tanakama has three items on his list, Orla, Kalaim, and certainly Chadash, because Moshe Seicha means universal. Rav Elazar says, no. Moshe Seichem is specific to Eretz Yisrael. Tashma. The Amar Abaye says, Man Taman, the Polig later of Elazar. Let's put a name to the face. Who's the Tanakama in our Mishnah who argues with Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Shmoyli. It's Rabbi Shmoyl who learns that the word Moishav is specific to Eretz Yisrael after they settled, etc. Where do we find Rabbi Shmuel, the Sanya? This is in the Aloch of Nesachim. You know, the wine and things that they bring together with a carbon. The Sanya, Lamedcha. Shekal Mokam Shenem Bore Moshav. Ein lo yelo la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. So the Pasuk there in Pasha Shlach speaks about when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you bring the Nesachim. Oh, Machleikev, you know, Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Meseches. Zvachim. The whole background, and it's based on a Machleikev regarding whether a yachid brings a nesachim, etc. Bottom line is, Rabbi Shmuel says, look, ki savoyu al eretz meshveisechem, which is mentioned by nesachim, tells you that you must wait until they settle in Eretz Yisrael, and of course, it's only specific to Eretz Yisrael, because Moshav means in Eretz Yisrael after settling. Amar Rabbi Akiva, how can you say that the term Moshav is specific to Eretz Yisrael only? I'm going to keep it on Shabbos. Take a look at the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shenemar, what does it say by Shabbos? Moshavos. Never by Moshavos. It says, you know, adhere to Shabbos, b'chol Moshveisech. And where does Shabbos apply? Is it limited to Eretz Yisrael? Of course not. V'ne'egis bein b'oretz, bein mechutz l'oretz. There you go. So Moshav means all across the globe. Omar Leisur Bishmol responded, you know, you're right, but Shabbos is an exception. Shabbos, Mekal V'chaymer asks you. The reason why Shabbos is all across the globe is based on a Kal V'chaymer. Ma mitzvahs kalis. Noi hagis, bein b'oretz, bein b'chutz l'oretz, we find even more simple mitzvahs, more basic mitzvahs that apply everywhere. Certainly Shabbos, which is chamira, more severe, one who adheres to Shabbos, is acknowledging Hashem's existence, and likewise in the reverse. So, yeah, it's a very prominent mitzvah. Of course, Lakoshkin, of course, it makes sense that it applies everywhere. Okay, so that was their back and forth. End of discussion. Now, what pertains to us is like this. How does this come into our discussion? Because Abaye mentioned that he discovered the name of the Tanakhama. But the Amar Abaye, Man Tano de Polo Galei de Rabbi Lezer, who's the Machlekes with who's arguing with Rabbi Lezer now, Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel, right? That's a Rishmol in this Brisa. That Moshe Vayisechem is specific to Eretz Yisrael. That corresponds to the opinion of our Tanakhama. Shema Mino, so it's clear from this that Rabbi Lezer, Lechum Repolik Shema Mino. The Tanakhama held Meshava is specific to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Chadash is only Eretz Yisrael. So only Erlo B'Kalayim are exceptions to the rule. But Chadash is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Comes Rabbi Lezer and says, No. I disagree with you, Rabbi Yishmael, right? Rabbi Yishmael is the Tanakhama who says Meshava is only local. He says, No, Meshava is international. I want to add a third to the list. Erlo B'Kalayim and also Chadash. Shema Mino. Okay, so that concludes that part of the discussion. But now let's go back and relate to this discussion between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says that the word Moshe Vayisechem is a reference to Eretz Yisrael after they settled. One second. Michti, Rabbi Shmuel Echekoy. Rabbi Shmuel was coming from where? Which pasuk was he focusing on? On Nesachim, right? The pasuk of Nesachim. Now, take a look at the pasuk by Nesachim. What does it say? Not only Moshe Vayisechem, it says Kisavoyu, upon entry. Kisavoyu, Eretz Moshe Vayisechem. Right? So we have a double reference to Eretz Yisrael. But Nesachim, Bia uMoshev Ksivuhu. So perhaps only when you have Bia and Moshev, those two Lashanis together combine to tell you that it has to be an Eretz Yisrael. After settling. But let's say, if it would just say Moishav, like by Chadash, maybe it means even in Chutz Laretz. Hachikama. You're right. You're 100% right. Lamed. We learn from here, the Chshakal Makam Shnevai, Bia U Moishav. Whenever we have those references together, Bia and Moishav, Eine Ela Lachay Yurushav Yeshiva, Divrei Yishmael, it's a reference to in Eretz Yisrael after settling. And Chadash has those Lashonos. It has Bia and has Moshav. Yachi. So, if Rabbi Yishmael requires both Lashonos to indicate Eretz Yisrael only, with Rabbi Kiva. So, why did Rabbi Kiva respond to him with a kasha from Shabbos? Harei Shabbos, Shenever B'Meshavos. We have the Lashon Moshavos by Shabbos, and we see that doesn't really fit the bill. It applies internationally. He responded, well, Shabbos is different than Kavachimer. One second, slow. Namely, you can simply respond by saying, you're making a mistake. You're misunderstanding. When I said that something is specific there, it's Yisrael after settling, when we have both those Lashonos, Bia and Moshav, Shabbos only has Moshav. There's no Kasha from Shabbos. You're right. Chadavayit Kamarlei. He was responding twofold. Number one, Chadad Ano Abiyah Meshav Kamino. I require both Lashonos, which don't apply to Shabbos. There's no Kasha from Shabbos. Void number two, the Kamarlei Harei Shabbos. Shenevah Meshavos. And number two, you're asking from Shabbos. Well, Shabbos is certainly different. Shabbos Kavachaymihi. Okay, so that settles that. But Ma'ikim Eflaki. Just one more thing. What's this Machlekes based on? Rabbi Shmuel says that Nesachim only applied after they settled in Eretz Yisrael, and Rekiva disagrees. What's this based on? There must be some notion, prior notion that it's based on. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. There's a fundamental machlekes. There's a disagreement between these two shittes whether an individual, a yachid, we know that the tzibur, the communal karbanos, came along with Nesachim. What about a karban yachid? A private individual brought a karban. Does he bring the nesachim? Is it accompanied with wine, etc.? That's the machlekes. Bekirvu nesachim b'midbar kamifliki. What happened in the midbar before entering Eretz Yisrael? Did it apply or not? Rabbi Shmuel Savar lo kirvu nesachim b'midbar. He yelled that an individual would not bring the nesachim in the midbar. So now when the Torah comes and sort of enhances the mitzvah of nesachim when you enter Eretz Yisrael with fanfare, there's a new... All the Torah is really saying is, look, we're changing something. we're upgrading, so to speak. A yachid would not bring until this point. Going forward, he'll bring. But where will he bring? Only once the communal mizbeach is established in Shiloh, after 14 years, once they settle, right? That's all it's coming to add. Rabbi Kiva Savar Kivur Nesachim Bamidbar. He holds that all along, even in the desert, a yachid would bring Nesachim. So when the Torah comes and says, well, there's one more thing that's going to happen, we're going to upgrade it in Eretz Yisrael, what is the Torah telling you? To allow him to bring Nesachim? That was ongoing. Apparently it's coming to open up a brand new chapter in the mitzvah of Nesachim. Open the door for the Nesachim to be brought, even now, even prior to actually settling, during the 14 years of Yerusha v'Yeshiva, the Nesachim were relevant. Okay, so that's the background to the Machlokes, but ultimately, regarding our Mishnah, mitzvahs which are tluyas ba'aretz, are specific to Eretz Yisrael, except for Arla v'Kalayim, or Leza says even Chadosh. What's that Machlokes based on? Moish v'Yiseichem. Does it mean internationally? That's Rav Elazar's sheet, or specific to Eretz Yisrael. We discovered that Rabbi Shmuel is the author of that sheet. He holds that when it says Bia v'Yeshiva, Bia v'Moishav, it means only in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Abaye, actually, we seem to have two versions of Rabbi Shmuel's sheet. Hai Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, this Tana, who quoted Rabbi Shmuel, as to say that you need both terms, Bia and Moishav, to denote Eretz Yisrael only, Mapik. That's in dispute with another version of Rabbi Shmuel, Me'idach Tana Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the word Bia alone, Kisavayu, or Vayachem, any of those Lashonos, describing entering Eretz Yisrael, that is enough to establish this rule and limit it to Eretz Yisrael. Mapik Me'idach Tana Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel, we have another version of Rabbi Shmuel. Hoyel V'nemru Bia is B'Torah Stam. Look around the Torah, we have many references to entering Eretz Yisrael, kisavayu, kisavay, bevayachem, right? Upart l'cha akasa ba'achad mehem, la'achar yirushev yeshiva. And in one instance, we find that the Torah actually stipulates, this is by the parasha of Melech. Rashi brings it over, kisavay la'oretz v'yirushta v'yishavtem bo v'amarta osimo alay melech. So the nation will ask for a king. So we have the Lashon kisavay la'oretz. And it's clear that v'yirasht v'yishavtem bo is a prerequisite to anointing a king. You got to conquer, you got to divide it, you got to settle in. So we see that kisavayu is tied with settling. So again, hoyil v'nemru bi'ez v'terestam, v'partucha akasa be'echad mem la'acha yushiv yeshiva. In one instance, we have a clear reference to the fact that it only gets activated. It only becomes applicable after settling. Afkoyo, likewise, every other reference to entering Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvah, subsequent mitzvah described with that pasuk, Av koyel l'ach yirushi b'yeshiva, it's only after settling. Whereas the first time Rabbi Shmuel required both l'shoinis, Bia and Moishav, to come to the same conclusion. So we have machlekes. V'idach. So the first version of Rabbi Shmuel disagreed with this conclusion. Right? He held that you can't bring a raya from Melech, the only way you can require la'achar yirusha v'yeshiva is if it says both l'shoinois, it says kisavoyu and meishveseich. Why can't he learn from Melech that the word bia alone gets you that conclusion? V'idach mishum dahavalei Melech u'bikurim shneksuvim bom ke'echad. Because we find that the Torah repeats the same concept twice. Now when that happens, the Torah is pretty much telling you, look, don't learn from here. It's here and there and that's it. So by Melech and the mitzvah of Bikurim, bringing the first fruit to the Beis Hamikdash, in both, the Torah mentions Yerusha v'Yeshiva, that only takes place after they settled into the land. So that double reference limits it to those two cases. V'chol shnei ksuvim, habayim ke'achad eim olamdim. It can't be transferred elsewhere. So elsewhere, we don't interpret Bia the same way, and we say, well, Bio can mean as soon as they enter, unless it says Bio and Moishav, denoting a more settled environment. Vidach, now the second Tanad Rabbi Shmuel, who said that we can learn from Melech, Tzricha, because he holds it's not really a Shnei Ksuvim. The reference by Melech and the reference by Bikurim are both necessary. It's not a duplication. And therefore, it can be extended and expanded and learned to elsewhere. Why they both need it? Because Rachman HaMelech, because of Bikurim, had the Torah only told us by the mitzvah of Melech that it applies only after settling, and not mention the same thing by Bikurim, Havamina would say, well, Bikurim de Kamis Ani, perhaps Bikurim is different. He enjoys it. He has his fruit. La'altar. That should happen right as soon as they enter Eretz Yisrael, without any delay. That's why the Torah has to come and say no. Bikurim only happens after settling. And likewise, because of Bikurim, because of Melech, had the Torah only lay down this fact by Bikurim, that you have to wait until settling, but not mention it by Melech. Havamina would say, well, Melech is different. Melech, the dark, the chabish, la'altar. Well, king is meant to lead you in battle, which was a crucial need, fundamental need at that point, to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it happens right away, without waiting around too long. And that's why the Torah comes and says, no, Melech is only once you're settled. So it's not kol shnei ksuvim. It's not a duplication. It's not a repetition. Both are needed. And this allows us to extend it and expand it. That, in fact, anytime it says kisabayu, it means after settling. What does the other opinion hold? Well, they're not both needed. It is. It is a repetition. Nichtav Rachman HaMelech. By Bikurim, Torah could simply speak by Melech. That it's only after settling. There's no need to speak it by Bikurim. You know why? But I mean, I'll just conclude on my own. Uma Melech Talichbash. If a king who is needed for the sake of conquering Eretz Yisrael, which was a timely need, still the Torah says La'achar. La'achar Yerushi V'Yeshiva. It only applies after you settle. Bikurim L'Koshkan. Of course, Bikurim has the same criteria, and therefore there's no need to discuss it by Bikurim. In fact, the Torah does repeat it. That's a repetition. What does the other sheet respond to this? No, it's not so simple. Because of Hachi. The Torah only mentioned that Melech is after settling, but not by Bikurim. Havamina would say, well, Bikurim happens right away. You know why? I have a precedent. Midadava Hachala. All agree that the mitzvah of Hachala, separating that piece of dough from your batter, that applies as soon as they enter, without any delay. The Pasuk says, Bivoyachim, right away. So I would say Bikurim, likewise, Kamashmon, that's what the Torah has to say, but Bikurim, it's not a repetition. And therefore, it allows us to take this idea and spread it around wherever it says, Kisavoyu, or Kibiyachem, or Bevoyah. All that is only after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Continues the Gemara. V'hashta de Amros Cheves Haguf Nehegas. Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Mechutz La'aretz. Once we've concluded that any personal obligations are not limited to Eretz Yisrael, so the question is, what's a prime example of a Cheves Haguf? Shabbos. So why does the Pasuk actually mention Moish V'Yiseich and Moish Shabbos? Moish of the Kasser Rachmanu Gabi Shabbos Lomeli, what's the point? Istrich Sagdei Techamina, it's needed for the following. Hoylu Bin Yonu Demayadus Ksiva, since Shabbos is mentioned in Parshas Emor together with all the Yomim Tov, perhaps it follows the same track. We know that, you know, the Bezdin in the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, dictated the lunar calendar. They were involved in the Mekadosh the Chadashim, which subsequently led to the arrangement of the Yomim Tovim. So perhaps, just like Yomim Tovim are established by the Beis Din, maybe, you know, every Shabbos, Beis Din has to declare the day as Shabbos. Maybe they need to make that sanctification. Maybe it's a requirement for Shabbos as well. Since Shabbos is listed together with the other Yomim Tovim in the Chumash, Tiboy Kiddush, Beis Din, there's a Gersa Kiddush Beis Din, Kimo Yadis, perhaps Beis Din has to be involved in being Mekadosh Shabbos every week. Kamashmon comes to Pasuk and says, Meishav, no. Meishav means it's not specific to, you know, the Beis Din in Yerushalayim. It's something which you can keep anywhere under all circumstances. Next question. Another example of a mitzvah which is personal and contains the word Meishav. Moishav, the word Moishav Yisechem, the Chasar Rachman Agabe Chel of Adam, mentioned together with the prohibition of eating forbidden fats and blood. Lomeli, what's the point of mentioning Moishav Yisechem if it's not land related? Answer, Istrich, it's needed. Saga de Techamina, perhaps I would say, Hoylo Ben Yonah de Karbanos Ksivi. Where does the Pasuk mention this Istrich? With the topic of Karbanos. So I would say, perhaps it's related. It's linked to karbanis. Bezman de ikar karban, when we bring karbanis, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, nitzer chelav adam, then you refrain from these items. you know, it makes perfect sense. You know, the chelev and dam were part of the carbon that brought on the mizbeach. So perhaps it's linked. It goes in the mizbeach. It's not meant to be consumed by a person. But bezmanda like a carbon, when there's no carbon, it's no beis hamikdash. Nowadays, loy, perhaps there's no isur chelev and dam. Kamashmon comes to the pasuk and says, no. The mitzvah, the isur, is universal and not bound by, you know, a specific time and place. Third kash. Moishav the kasa rachman agabi matzo mara lamali. Why does the pasuk mention the word moishav by those mitzvahs? Istrich, sakta dachamina, perhaps I would think. Hoyal v'ksiv al matzis mram yichlu. That the matzis mram are meant to be eaten together with current Pesach. Vezmandika Pesach in, only when there's a Pesach do you have the matzah mar. Vezmandika Pesach le, there's no Pesach nowadays. There's no matzah mar. Kamashmon comes the pasuk and says that the mitzvah is applicable even when there's no carbon Pesach. Continues the Gemara. What about bia de kasa rachmana gabe tefillin upetach hamor lamali? What about the word bia by tefillin and petach hamor? How me boyle? That's for the following. Kedasan dektonav de bishmol asay mitzvah zu. Pasuk is telling us keep these mitzvahs. Shebishvila tekanas laoretz, because in their merit you will enter Eretz Yisrael. But of course they're chayves aguf and apply all over all the time. So bottom line is we have a simple formula: chayves karka and Eretz Yisrael, chayves aguf all over. Chayves karka and Eretz Yisrael, we have some exceptions: arla, kelayim, kontra blazer, chadash as well. Tanakhama disagrees with that because it's based on how you learn Moshe Veseichem. Moshe Veseichem is specific to Eretz Yisrael after settling, or Moshe Veseichem denotes all across the globe. A big machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. We have another Rabbi Shmuel, different ton of Rabbi Shmuel, that Bia and Moshe is needed in order for us to limit it to Eretz Yisrael after settling. So you have two versions of Rabbi Yisrael in Rabbi Shmuel. And then the Gemara went into a discussion explaining the word Moshe or Moshe Veseichem mentioned by Shabbos, mentioned by Chelav Adam, mentioned by Karim Pesach, Tefillin and Petach Hamor. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.